FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Days. These are end time events. There is a term called eschatology, and eschatology is simply saying these are end time events. And what we are witnessing today are prophetically things that are transpiring according to biblical scripture. How often have you waited for something? Maybe it was a new car or a new home. Maybe you waited for the birth of a child or a grandchild. And I'm sure while you were waiting, you thought it would never happen. But we have to know that everything is in God's time and not in our time. I used a word on yesterday called kairos. That is a word, there are two words in time is kairos in the original Greek and Hebrew and chronos. Kairos has to deal with time, and chronos has to deal with time, and chronos is that word that deals with chronological. That's where we get the word chronological. It's a series of events. One is a series of events, and one is a staging of events. So God is aware of the time frame that we are witnessing and living in today, and everything is based on his time. He did say that his ways are not our ways, nor his thoughts our thoughts. Waiting, my brothers and sisters, is defined as the action of staying where one is or delaying actions until a particular time or when something else happens. Waiting, my brothers and sisters, is designed to allow you to see things in a particular space in time. Now, the Bible tells us how the world was waiting for some action from God concerning the prophecy concerning the arrival of the Messiah King. And this Messiah who was prophesied by Isaiah was prophesied some 700 years before he even arrived. That's the God that we serve. 700 years Isaiah prophesied before Christ was even born. That lets us know that God knows the future. And so everything that happened, God revealed to his prophets in the present tense, but he also revealed things to us in the future tense so that nothing would catch us by surprise. So Isaiah prophesied 700 years knowing that the Messiah would be born. And Isaiah knew that his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He knew the adjective that described who he is. He would be wonderful and a counselor. He would be a mighty God. El Elyon. He would be the everlasting Father. He Yahweh. He shall be the Prince of Peace. He is Jesus the Christ. That's the God that we serve. We're told how God, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, was silent. from the Old Testament covenant of the Abrahamic covenant until the New Testament of the gospel, God was silent. And it was during those times there was no prophetic writing or direct revelation from God. God got quiet. And one would ask the question, why was God quiet? Sometime when a world is messy, God doesn't say much. He just watch and he waits. Because God is long-suffering. And God puts up with our stuff a long time before he acts. So we see here that the world and God was watching the world, and God was looking at everything the world was doing, and God was quiet from the Old Testament to what we call the New Testament. My brothers and sisters, is it possible, hypothetically, that God was preparing the world for the arrival of the Messiah King? Is it possible that God was about to send his word? You'll catch that. And it would not be written on tablets, but his word would come in human form. His word would tabernacle among us. How his word would live a sinless life and establish the standards as to how you and I would treat one another and how you and I would even live. His word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. I got some studiers in here. Because the word was with God. And so God was speaking and revealing that his word now would be physical and you could see it. God had promised that he would wait for the petition of his people, meaning that he would not walk off and abandon them. There are times God wait on us to pray. There are times God wait on us to call upon him. There are times God wait on us for to get an answer, but we have to petition him. Sometimes when we do things on our own, God says, I'm not in that. Because that's us. God would listen to his people's prayers, prayers of repentance, and their cries of deliverance. God had heard Israel. God knew all of the saga and the issues that they had gone through, and God knows America. America is a beacon of light to the world. But maybe there are times that America doesn't look like the beacon of light that God wanted it to be. We read, see, here's the thing. There's some false conception that the beacon of light in this great country that we live in, all is well. But there are some fallacies within even perfection in this great nation. And we are witnessing it every day. We read in Isaiah 30, 18 and 19 verses, therefore, and when you see the word therefore, you see what it is there for. Therefore, the Lord God will wait that he may be gracious to you. And therefore, he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. God was preparing the people to wait. to wait, and God was also waiting on his people. God has a time, God has an eternity to do anything. He can promise us something, and he has an eternity to fulfill it. And here we see God is waiting on us because he is watching us, for he has an all-seeing eye. God has always watched his people. The nation of Israel. God knew the children of Israel even when they were enslaved in Egypt. 400 years enslaved in Egypt. And then they came out of Egypt, going to the promised land. And they were doing fine. They were worshiping God. They were understanding all of the blessing that God had. And then somewhere down the line, they forgot about God. And they began to worship other gods. And so in doing that, there was a 7 years of captivity we are talking about in Jeremiah. When Jeremiah prophesied, he's a weeping prophet. And so when we think about what God was doing to a people and to a nation, he said, if you just waited on me and not go after other gods, you would not have to go through stuff that you're going through. If you just waited on me, you would have not wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. If you had just waited on me, if you had waited on me, you would not have to go through the trials that you would have gone through under Nebuchadnezzar. You would have not been in captivity. You would have not had to start rebuilding the temple. You would have not had to go through all of the stuff if you had just waited on me. Because when we wait, it allows us to know that a change is coming. A change was coming. When we come to our main passage in Isaiah chapter 40, the world leader is Cyrus, king of Persia. And God was preparing to deliver his people from captivity in about 541 BC. Cyrus issued a decree that permitted the Jews to return to their land and rebuild the city and the temple. God wants his temple to be rebuilt. He wants his house to be restored and renewed. He wants something new. He wants something because old stuff has to be done away with. Old traditions have to be moved out of the way. New things have to be birthed and rebirthed and start over. So the historical text states in chapter 40, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up their wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Three things, and I'm going to my seat. Fly, run, and walk. In Isaiah chapter 40, we read about those who wait on the Lord in verse 31. And one could ask the question, does this mean that those who are patient will receive God's help? Possibly, but not quite. Because you can have patience and not wait on the Lord. Because you can have your own personal agenda and not know what God is up to. The basic meaning of the verb to wait is to wind or to twist. Oh. To wind or to twist. From this root comes the word similar to that of a spider web. And a spider web is designed to capture or catch things. To wind or to twist. If you notice, the spider web is filled with all kinds of dimensions. And if you ever seen the spider work on his web, he spends time just making that web so that he can catch everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with